It's
The
sauce.
secret team.
The secret sauce.
The dark horse.
Sauce. What's the secret sauce for Steve Kerr? What's the secret sauce for Kyle Shanahan?
Just play who's playing well. Like, I don't think that, like, I'm not even, like, good. I think Steve's awesome. He's an all-time legend coach. He's done a lot of great things, but I feel like they're setting themselves up for a lot of frustration if they don't kind of trim this thing down a little.
I feel like there's some panicked Warrior fans out there.
Yeah.
Are you panicking?
Should have won one of the last two games.
Are you starting to panic when you look at the schedule?
I'm not full panic mode.
888-957-9570, because I feel like, boy, with OKC and Phoenix coming in, what if we come in here on Monday and they've lost three of four?
Yeah, then I'll
lost four straight.
If they lose four straight, yeah.
No, we are not. You are.
Okay. Situation critical. I am. Yeah, like, yeah, we're in a really bad spot, Andre Nicotina.
Wait, we're 15 games in and they're 12-5.
No, it doesn't matter.
You've already said they're going to go on a deep playoff run.
No, I did not.
No, yes, you did. No, Spadoni?
Nope. 10-game barometer.
As we're saying out loud, Shask and I, that we both believe this team could make a deep run to the playoffs.
Absolutely. I did not say that because they did not get to the 10-game over 500 mark, which is what I was looking for.
They're 12-3.
They were very close. They're on the precipice, and they fell short.
So now you're not on that.
Well, I just
recalibrating.
I mean, the season is up in the air right now, right?
Oh, the season's up in the air.
I'm just saying, like it feels.
Okay. It's November. Okay, no,
but can you all, like, acknowledge this? Like, they've gotten some fortunate breaks. They've made the most of a lot of them, and now you're hitting a stretch in the season where I don't know what to make of this team. Now I'm going to have a good feel of this current roster, like what we have, and I still believe that they're going to need to, now with the DeAnthony Melton injury, they're going
to need to trade.
They're going to need to swing a deal here, I think, for a two guard.
There's no doubt.
What I would try to do is I would try to keep Kuminga. I would try to keep Buddy Hield. And I would try to keep, obviously, Draymond, Steph, Andrew Wiggins. Just about anything else would be on the board for me. But the problem is that any of these hypotheticals, Kuminga is one of the few guys everyone wants. So I don't know what kind of difference maker you're going to get without including him in a deal. The other part of this is whoever you bring in, depending on their financial situation, you're going to have to afford them, and you're going to have to be able to extend them down the line. Kuminga, will you extend him? Do you have the money to extend him? Like, the CBA is looming here, and these decisions that are kind of coming through the pipe here.
408, Comcast Business Text Line. Warriors will be under 500 by mid-December.
I don't think I'm ready to go that far yet. Like, wow. Can we...
Yeah, I'm not going.
Can we let a couple of games? Like, this is a bad two-game stretch.
Well, Zucci Main, the streets are saying, Zucci Main and others said that after the 4-1 five-game road trip that you did say a deep playoff run was happening.
No, I didn't. Zucci can misremember all he wants. He knows I love him.
Let's go to SFB Drummer. I missed SFB Drummer yesterday. He was at the gatehouse. I didn't even see him. I'm disappointed. I want to see SFB Drummer. I wanted to meet the guy. I wanted to hear his Purdy takes, Shanahan takes. SFB Drummer, you was in the building last night.
Yeah, I was in the building, man. Good morning, Vontae. Good morning, Shasky.
Good morning.
I didn't expect this from the Warriors last night. I looked up in the fourth quarter, and Steph had about 22 minutes when he came in with Steph and Draymond. I'm like, are we trying to preserve him for Wednesday or something? Like, we had a winnable game last night. We had an 18-point lead. I don't know if Kyle Shanahan slipped Curry's knows how to blow leads, but apparently it happened. So, we got to be better. And, Steve, we got to rack up these wins until we can get a trade to come through to get the team to, you know, stabilize and make a deep run. We're still going to make a deep run. I believe it could happen. I just think we just got to get a center from somewhere because even though we are effective of deflecting balls and getting defensive fast plays, we still have to slow it down a little bit. I think that's contributed to the free throw misses because we're just playing too fast and, like, everybody's just rushing. So I still believe the Warriors, they're going to make a move, and we may not like it or we may like it, but it's going to happen. So we just got to keep the faith. That's the only serious team we have right now because the 49ers sure not it. And then when Steph retires, I got faith that Backlund Celebrini is going to carry the bag. He has that aura like that.
Hey, real quick, SFB Drummer, real quick, with the 49ers, what if I told you that the Rams could possibly lose to New Orleans this Sunday, that Seattle could lose to the Jets coming off a bye, and that the Cardinals will lose in Minnesota. And you will still be one game out of first place next Monday. What if I told you that could be a scenario?
All that's cool and all, but we're still not going to New Orleans. They may take a flight to New Orleans to go on Bourbon Street, get some beignets and Popeyes or something like that. But we're not going for no Super Bowl.
All right. I feel you. Hey,
we're not going to the Super Bowl.
I mean, just because those scenarios are plausible doesn't make them likely, and it also doesn't mean that you're a good team.
Doesn't mean anything. It just means you're one game out of a division lead. You still have a chance to win a division title. That's what it means. That's what it means.
The hell with hope!
Now that we are a couple weeks removed. We had a show a couple weeks ago where there's a lot of people who want to stick with the script. Giannis felt like wanted his way out of Milwaukee. A lot of people wanted to keep the team as is.
Yeah, they felt pretty foolish now in retrospect because I remember saying, guys, come on, it's Giannis.
But you may even flip back. He was like, you know what? I'm good with this team.
No. I said, guys, what are we doing? You're going to pay Kuminga $35 to $45 million. You might as well just get Giannis.
So where are we at with this roster right now? As we head to this treacherous stretch with the Golden State Warriors, 888-957-9570, we can do that. As always, we can talk some 49ers here because Brock Purdy doesn't look like he's going to play on Sunday. We have no idea. We have no idea what's going on with him. And so when I think about that loss to Green Bay,